Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Wednesday that he has such respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back their corrupt government. And U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told VOA on Tuesday the protests stem from dissatisfaction with Iran's dictatorial regime.
It was over economics to a certain extent, and the skyrocketing of prices, the very high rate of unemployment, especially among young Iranians. And these are people who know the great potential of their country, and they're frustrated to not be able to take advantage of that potential. But it's also been about the external behavior of the regime.
At least 20 people have died during the protests. Somali government officials say al-Shabaab militants have executed 5 men accused of spying for the Somali government, the Kenyan and Ethiopian forces. VOA Somali service reporter Mohamed Olad Hassan has the details.
The 5 men were publicly executed by a firing squad in the town of Kuntuare in Lower Shabelle region. Aden Omar, a district commissioner of nearby Barawa, said the men, innocent civilians, were buried in an open ground in Kuntuare town late Tuesday, and a firing squad carried out the execution.
Meanwhile, the U.S. military says it carried out an airstrike Tuesday that killed 2 al-Shabaab extremists and destroyed a vehicle carrying explosives. Canadian ex-hostage Joshua Boyle made a brief appearance via video link for a preliminary hearing Wednesday after being charged with 15 offenses, including sexual assault, following his release from captivity in Afghanistan. Boyle had a beard and wore an orange jumpsuit in Wednesday's appearance, which lasted only a few minutes. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is reacting cautiously amid indications North Korea is poised to test launch another ballistic missile.